Okay, let's start with this new okay. Oh, I see.
We have no so, okay.
Now we're just about ready to begin. So thanks, Yifan.
Okay, let's start for the new auth test suite for authentication and authorization scenarios. Okay, in this new test suite, as I said, I have merged the old Kerberos authentication scenarios into this new test suite, and also write several authorization cases for this test suite. For the authentication, currently we don't include the Kerberos authentication, and maybe if we got we get requests to implement NTRM, we can do that later. And for the authorization ones, for the authorization ones, the current implemented scenarios are share permission check, file system permission check, and the claim-based access control. And for the file system permission check, I have divided them into folder permission check and file permission check. I'll talk about them later. For the Kerberos authentication, the basic scenario is this is the client, and this is the domain controller, and this is the application server. In this case, it should be your implementations. And the prerequisites is that your implementations has joined the Windows domain. And the client would send AS requests to the domain controller, claiming that he's contoso/administrator, and ask for the ticket granting ticket from the domain controller. And when domain controller validates its credential, it will reply the ticket granting ticket within the AS response. And then the client would use that ticket granting ticket to ask for the access to the file service, which in this case it could be sif/node01.contoso.com, for instance. And if that it is your server, maybe it's different from this one. And the domain controller would reply with the service ticket within the TGS response. So the client get the service ticket at this time. And later the client would create an authenticator. Then construct a AP request with the service ticket and the authenticator. And then send the negotiate request, got a negotiate response from the your server, and then send the session setup request with the AP request embedded in. And then got the response from you. So since you have a shared secret between your service and the domain controller, so that you are able to decrypt the service ticket, and in the service ticket there would be a session key used to decrypt the authenticator, so that you can verify that the user is who he claims to be. And in our test, I need you to provide the service password or the key tab to our test client, so that I can decrypt the service ticket and make some modification to that ticket to simulate some scenarios. Let's take an example. If you can provide the service ticket or the key tab, I can decrypt the service ticket and change the authenticate time in the service ticket to simulate that the service ticket has expired. And when I send the request to your server, you should reject that request because the ticket has already expired. And also I can, similarly, I can modify other fields of the service ticket to see whether your response is compliant to the document, to the RFC of 4120 and the MS Kyle document. Any questions about this scenario? And there's another scenario slightly different from the previous one. In that case, I won't need you to provide a service ticket, and I won't change anything from the original request. Instead, I will pretend to be a second client, a man in the middle. I will got the Kerberos AP request from the data on the wire. And although we, I'm unable to see the service ticket or the, I'm unable to see the encrypted part of the service ticket and the authenticator. I can just embed this AP request in the session setup request and will verify your response. Your server should deny this access because according to the document, you should cache the authenticator, and there's a timestamp in the authenticator. If you find that the timestamp, you've already seen that timestamp, it means it is a replay attack, so you need to fail this session setup request. And that's another case in our test scenarios. Okay, so basically, that's all for the Kerberos authentication. Yeah?
So the test scenarios are all acting as a client and testing the Kerberos auth behavior on the server?
Yeah, yes. Of the of your AP, of your file server. Because we have another test suite called Kerberos test suite, that's a different scenario. It is used to test the domain controller. That's why I should emphasize that it's testing the application server.
And then are there tests on the client?
Are there any scenario tests where you act as the server and you test the correctness of the client?
Currently, no.
Okay.
Okay. Any question?
Okay. Are there any requirements for the file server that's being used in this scenario for this test suite?
I.e., would this work against, say, a Unix box?
Yes, I think it should work. But for the first scenarios, because I need to change the service ticket, and so so you need to provide KDAP. Oh. Yeah, okay, I will continue with the authorization part. For the authorization, we have share permission check, file system permission check, and claim-based access control. They worked as three individual doors in the Windows implementation. If one request come in, it should first verify the share permission to see whether it can access or not. And then if it pass, then it comes to the file system permission check and then the CBAC. And if either of the three checks failed, then the SMB server should reply with access denied. So actually, the order doesn't matter. So only when all of the three checks passed can a client access to a specific share on, file on the share. And I divided the file system permission into folder permission check and the file permission check is because that I don't know your implementation well, so I just doubt whether your implementation is identical to Windows or not. So maybe some of your implementations can implement file permission without the folder permission or the vice versa. So I just divided them into two. But I have talked to some of you last week, and what I see is that your implementations are very identical to Windows. So maybe next time I will just merge them together. Yeah. Okay, for the share permission, and can you see it clearly? Nope. Okay. So what I want to show you is the configuration on Windows. This is the security tab when you want to look at the share permission on the share using Windows client. So you can see the share permission now is allowed. The domain the administrator's full access, but you cannot change it here. If you want to change this, you need to use computer management, and in the shares, you can see the share permission here, and it will use SRVS protocol to change the permissions on the share. So in our test cases, we will use our own implementation of SRVS to set the permissions on the share. So I need you to implement this. And for our test scenarios, I want you to open the second and the third doors and only leave the first door here. And to open this door, you need to set the CBAC to now. You need not to set the central access policies. And for the file system permission, you need to grant permission to everyone. And you need to give the keys to the administrator. Actually, what I want is the write deco permissions, so that administrators can control, can use the SRVS protocol to control the echoes on the share to let someone in and to deny someone else. And later I will use another account to try to access the content of the share. And our test will verify whether it is success or denied. And for the folder permission, it is here. Because the share itself is a folder on the file system, so you can also change the file server permissions here for the share. And it uses SMB2 setinfo to set the echoes on the folder. Yes, and for the files permission, actually it is the same thing, and the difference is that I create one file in the share folder and change the permission of the file. So for the file system permission test, I need you to open the first and the third doors. You set you won't set the central access policy to the share, and you give permissions to the administrator in the file system permission level, and you give everyone permission in the share permission. So that when request comes in, only the file system permission takes effect, and the administrator will. Yeah.
Do these tests assume you're joined to Active Directory using Active Directory users, or do they use the SAM local?
Oh, okay. So the question is, does these tests require domain join? The answer is yes. We to make it easy, we just want you to join the domain, and we will set up all the users on the domain controller. So that what you need to do is only set the permissions here. Any more questions? Okay. Okay, the third door is about claim-based access control. In this scenario, you may set some values on the user attributes. And in this case, we set the country code and of one user called payrolladmin01. And then use this Access Directory Administrator Center, you can create a claim based on the user attribute. And this is the claim called country code. And then central access rules could be configured. It says that for the authenticated users, only the user who has country code of 156 or 840 can have the full control of this share. Yes, that's the central access rule. And finally, you could apply this policy on the share. So that that's another way to control the access of the share. Yeah. And in this scenario, we want the administrator has the permission to change the central access policy to the share. And that actually requires the write cycle permission, I think, and leave the file system permission, the share permission to everyone. Yes, and when the request come in, all the check will fall on the C backwards. So our test scenarios include the DECO and the central policy. For the DECO, what we test is the access allowed ACE and the access denied ACE with user and with group. And also, there's one case that the user seed does not exist in the ECHO. And also, the user seed do exist in the access allowed ACE, but without the required access mask set. That's all the cases for DECO. I know you may want some more complicated cases like inheritance or something, but currently what we have done is these stuffs. And for the central access policies, what we test are we test the integer and the string data types. And for the operator, we tested the following operators. Yeah. The test steps are quite simple. We just using the main account to set decals or set central access policies on the share, on the folder or on the files in the shared folder, and then try to access the share or read the file using some specific accounts, and we will verify the result to see whether it is according to the algorithm documented in MSD type. Yeah, so that's all for the authentication and authorization scenarios. Any questions? Yeah, Daryl?
For the file permission testing, do you guys also do any kind of hierarchy testing between the folders and files? So you deny the permissions on the folders and you try to write something within that folder, inside the folder? So the hierarchy testing, not just the individual testing. Let's suppose you have a deny permission or you don't have any permissions on the folder, but you're trying to write something inside.
Oh. No, we didn't try that. So,
okay.
Do you think it is a good test case to test that? We can write case, but we're not sure whether it is a good test.
There's some denied access remediation that we can go through. There's some MSDN documentation.
Oh, okay.
I think that's pretty a pretty common security scenario, so it might be useful.
Okay, let's talk about this offline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk to you.
Another comment suggestion. It's more to do with the token creation, but you can test it with permissions. And that's the various Active Directory group membership scenarios are pretty tricky to get right. Mm. So a user in a local group, or a user in a domain group, a user in a universal group, a user in a local group, in a universal group, and those various nestings, that's some very interesting scenarios.
Good suggestion. We can continue to implement it.
And also, a lot of that applies more to the LDAP protocol scenario or SAMR in some cases. But so that might be worth reviewing from that stamp, that the AD security tests.
It is also related to the file access scenario.
It's you get the right access on a file, and it's not necessarily
that your access check is wrong or that your ACL implementation is wrong. It's that your token creation, your Kerberos pack, marshalling, demarshalling is wrong. That's where the problem would occur, that you get the wrong list of users or groups in these complicated user group nesting scenarios. But it shows up, of course, as a file access denied. That's the easiest way to test it.
Okay, if no more questions, then that's all for my presentation.
Thank you.
Yeah.